Hi, you entrepreneurs. Today we have Marissa Kelly. She is a social media strategist and a content coach. So she's going to tell you how to build your social media following, what got her in the business, how she kind of fell in the business and grew her business, and where she's taking her business to the next step. She'll also give you a little insight into growing your business online. Please take a listen. Please subscribe and tell your friends.
Welcome to the Road to Growth, Success of an Entrepreneur.
We've raised the bar.
Learn firsthand from successful business owners and create your own path to success.
I'm going to show you how great I am.
It's time to hit the road to growth with real estate agent Vinny SD.
All right. Thank you, Marissa. We're here with Marissa Kelly. She is a social media strategist and culture coach or content coach. See, man, it's a tongue twister right there.
I could be a culture coach.
Content, coach. Culture.
Same thing, right?
Yeah, in essence, the same thing. So tell us a little about what that entails.
Okay, sure. So I work with business owners to come up with their what they need to put out online. A lot of business owners and small businesses are stuck in the old school days and thinking that they don't need to be on social. They don't need to put their story out there. And so I talked with them and kind of figure out what is the best way to get their message out there. And so they can stand out from the crowd. So I work mainly in social media, but I have a background in digital marketing. So if we do some discovery and we decide, oh, you actually need an email marketing program or some type of landing page, like ClickFunnels stuff, then we go that route, or I refer them to someone else, because I really mainly deal with social media and creating content for that.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. So how'd you get into the field? I'm assuming just playing around with Facebook, and you're like, hey, I love this so much, I'm going to just help someone else out.
Yeah, it was funny. My dad, he first told me about getting on the internet, and he was like, here, try it out, because my dad's, he was a computer coach, computer art teacher and graphic art artist. And so he was always into computers back in like the 90s. And he's like, here, try this. Like, let me show you how to do it. And I was like, I don't want to go online. Who cares? And now years later, I'm like always online. But I started just doing like chat rooms, I guess, growing up and like GeoCities and AOL and all that. And then I got into doing customer service for a web design company, and that's kind of like catapulted my career in digital marketing, and that was over 12 years ago. So I've been around the industry and seen the change even before social media came around.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So web design and project management and all that.
So you were working for a company in that sector, and then how did you venture off into your own?
So I went from agency to agency, kind of like web design is just kind of like ebb and flow of the industry. And then I got let go. I was working remotely for a company from New York. I lived in New York for 10 years. And I got let go, and I just kind of had to figure it out. Wow. I didn't think I was going to be an entrepreneur. I just was in that mindset of like, oh, I'm going to do 9 to 5. That's what I'm going to do. Yeah. And I couldn't find a job, so I was kind of like picking up jobs here and there. Never really like had structure until maybe like 2 years ago.
So you weren't planning to go on your own. You were out of necessity, in essence.
Yeah. I mean, I was like, I liked what I did, so I might as well try to get paid for what I was doing. And it was out of necessity. I was making, at my last corporate job, I was making New York salary living in San Diego.
Oh, wow.
So now going to find a job like in San Diego, having to get a car, like I didn't have a car most of my adult life because I was living in New York.
Yeah.
And you don't need one there. So it's out of necessity, but I figured it out. I think I'm pretty successful now, and I only have up to go.
That's fantastic. Yeah. So you got to the point that now you're running your own business, right? What kind of struggles have you had to overcome to get to where you are now?
I think the biggest struggle is time. Okay. Really managing your time well. I think when you're stuck on a 9-to-5 schedule, you know, you go to work at 9, and then 5, you get out, and then you're done. You don't think about work. Balancing work and play and getting clients and doing your taxes and writing proposals and all that, I just have to be very careful with my time. And it's been a struggle to like get a structure in place, but I think I'm kind of there.
Yeah.
And I think that only is going to help further, you know, further advance my career.
How do you build your structure?
It's weird. Like, it's mostly processes. So okay. I know it's like a boring word, like, but process improvement is like one of my goals for this year. And that's like, if I get a lead or if I get someone coming in, like, I want to make sure that I qualify them properly and I'm spending time with them that's like really devoted and not, oh, I'm just going to pick up the phone and just call whoever. And that kind of just levels up my professionalism and what I require in terms of communication styles and all of that. And if I don't do that, then it's red flag city. Like, we just don't work well with clients. So,
yeah.
I mean, basic, like, Google Calendars. I use Google Calendars, Google Docs. I use all the tools that are needed to, like, just structure. And if I do hire someone on, which I'm hoping to by the middle of the year, then they'll see, like, all the structure that I've already put in place, and it'll be easy for them to join in.
What about, like, the changes that happen to, like, Facebook and all those different platforms and the algorithm? Like, how do you stay up to date on those things?
I'm really blessed to be pretty well connected, like, online to a lot of the social media people that are experts in different areas. So, like, I have a friend who's expert in Facebook ads. I have friends who are experts in chatbots, which is, like, something new, obviously, for most businesses.
What's chatbots, if you don't
understand? Chatbots? Yeah, sorry,
it's so brand new.
So, have you ever, like, messaged some business online? Facebook.
Okay, yeah.
So it's like an automated, like.
Okay, I know what that is. And yeah.
And they have them on websites too.
I actually, like, have that. So I guess I don't know about it, but I do have it.
But yeah, it's, but, you know, having those connections and making those connections online really helped me keep up to date with the new stuff, because they're connected either to the platform or I'm connected to the platform people, the representatives. Yeah. And that's how I stay up to date. So
fair enough.
We usually find out early on, like, chatbots was being discussed in January of last year. And now I think businesses are finally recognizing it.
So it sounds like you have a good network of people that specialize in different fields. You're able to pick their brains. Correct?
Yeah.
Is that kind of, so how do you come up with the idea to keep a strong group around you that you can actually pick their brains? What did that come about, just out of necessity, or how did that come about?
I think it was natural for me.
Okay.
Like, I've always been a very social person. Like, my background, you know, is not like, I wasn't always like out and about. I just kind of was forced to, like, when I moved to New York, I didn't have friends or family, and I had the internet and work friends, and that's it.
Okay.
But, like, I think just having to figure things out there without family has really, like, changed my personality. Like, I don't feel uncomfortable in, like, a group setting. I feel like I can have conversations and really, like, be inquisitive and learn about people, but it's that does open up the door to learn about their industry and have them share information. It's not like a...
So most of these people, you met them through networking events, or how did you meet them originally?
Most of the people that I know in the industry,
I
met mostly at Social Media Marketing World, which is next week or whenever you guys
look. Yeah.
Late March.
Okay.
And it's
so it might have already. Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
About, yeah. It might be the time right now. Okay.
Next year it'll be early March. So if you're listening, whatever.
So is that, where is that located?
Here in San Diego.
Oh, wow. So
yeah.
Do you have to be in the social field or?
No, it's social media marketing conference. It's like the biggest conference for social media.
Wow.
It's a pretty amazing conference. It's probably the best. It's life changing for me. It was life changing because when I first started going, it was 3 years ago, and that was right after I had gotten let go.
Oh, wow.
And I was, like, kind of lost. I'm like, what am I doing?
Mm-hmm.
And so there was really good resources and mentors there that kind of helped me and shape who I am and really make sure that I push myself out there. Because I had the skills, and I understood, and I was very confident in the skills, but I didn't know how to put myself out there on social media, even though I was doing social media. So I think that's one of the struggles. People are like, well, you know your field, you know a lot about real estate or whatever, but how do you convey that to the masses?
Yeah.
Or just like a really tight group of people that can like say, oh no, Vinny's the guy, you know, or Marissa's the girl, you know?
Yeah. So what have you picked up from those different conferences like that have driven you or pushed you?
Mostly inspiration because you see other people that are succeeding and you kind of get a model of what you need to do to put yourself out there. Mm. I wouldn't necessarily say it's like the knowledge of the skill itself or the platform, but more so just being able to ask questions and learn about people and build relationships. And that's essential in all business. Like if I'm trying to learn about real estate or whatever you're specializing in, I'm going to ask you, but if not just to ask you, but also like, how are you doing? Like, are you good? Like, you know, stuff like that. So
I usually get when people say, are you good? The response is I'm great. And then you have to actually see if they are good or great, you know?
Right. Or people are so easy. Like, oh, how are you? You're like, I'm good.
Yeah.
But no, really, like, how are you? What's going on with you?
Yeah.
You
know? On a side note, you hear that, hey, how's your day going? Most of the time it's just a hello. It's not, you're actually asking for the knowledge, but, so is that what drives you every single day is the idea that I saw John Smith on the stage or whoever that might be on the stage and he was able to do it or they were able to do it. I want to be like that. Or what drives you every day? Yeah.
Thank you for asking. That's actually a really, like, it's a personal question just because I think people are like, I definitely don't want to be a speaker.
Yeah.
If I happen to be a speaker because of the value I provide, great.
Yeah.
But I know a lot of people like seek out the fame and that's not me. It's more so it's admirable that their drive is there that put them up there.
Yeah.
So however they got there, if they had to schmooze a few people, great. But for me, I like get up in the morning every day because I love what I do.
Mm.
And it doesn't feel like work for me.
Yeah.
And that's a blessing. I mean, that's what they say. You know, what did they say? If you never, you'll never work a day in your life if you love what you do.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel
so
every day.
Has there been ever a moment since you've been in the field that you said, I just want to give this up?
No.
Never been one. No.
Oh. No.
That's impressive right
and
there.
And I'm not like, and I never thought I would be an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
So it's, for me, it's like pushing me more because of what I want to build. Like, I want to build a legacy for my family. You know, I want to be recognized in my family as like someone who didn't do just like that cookie cutter box job. Like, and no offense to people who do that, but like that just wasn't my path. Like, I couldn't get a job.
Yeah.
You know, I had experience, but I just couldn't get one. I don't know why, but it's okay.
No, that makes sense.
God's plan.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. So if you could talk to, let's say your younger self, you know, that person, maybe the AOL person, whatever that sound, I can't even
sound. Yeah.
Or maybe a young individual that's looking to get into this sector. They're on Facebook, they're on the social media stuff, and they're like, I can do this for a living?
Yeah.
What kind of advice would you give those two people?
I think I'm going to go back to, like, the fame thing. I feel like a lot of people are that mentality of fake it till you make it.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
I get why people do it because it can push them to be better and like they put on a good face, but be real with who you are and where you're at. Like, you can't say I'm very successful and I do all these things and I have all these clients that love me if you haven't had that, you know, cause it's only, you're just faking yourself.
Yeah.
So
do you see from your experience more if someone's real? Right, because you'll see the people taking the pictures and without makeup, hashtag makeup, and it's like, oh, you're so brave, you're so brave.
That's like planned.
Oh, exactly. So, but when you see people that do stuff like that compared to maybe someone that actually is just taking a random picture, do you see more engagement, or what's the true benefit of it?
Yeah, I think it really depends on your personality. Like, the fakers will show their colors eventually, and it's all just, you know, if that's your real self, if you want to show yourself with no makeup, great.
Yeah.
That's who you are, but just be real with who you are.
Yeah.
And be true to who you are, because that will make you last in the business. Mm. If you're just chasing fame, chasing the dollar, like, the money will come.
Yeah.
And I think that is one of the things that if I could talk to my former self, I would probably just, you know, if I could talk to myself 5 years ago and see like, okay, well, like, don't stress out about like not hearing back from that employer. Just keep going on your path, what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah. So, as long as you don't quit, you're never going to fail.
Yeah. Right. And always learn something from your failures. Like, I think a lot of people get so wound up like, oh, I failed. And you're like, but no, you fail forward. You know, like,
exactly.
Let's build a parachute while we're falling down. Not already have it built, because then it's just not, you're not learning anything. So
what's next for yourself or just the social media platform?
Like, yeah, so it's funny because, like, I do social media for other businesses. Yeah. And so, like, last couple months I've been really, like, introspective and kind of figuring out what I want to do, like, for my why. My why is, you know, so I can travel, so I can give back to the community. And I'm working with a startup mentorship program. I'm mentoring, but also I have this idea that's a business of my own. Like, yes, I have my business, but it's like I'm helping other people's businesses.
Okay.
But I want a business of my own. Okay. So that's what's next for me.
Yeah.
What is that? I don't know. But I'm going to work on that, like, really work on, like, a startup.
Okay.
Whether it's tech-based or an actual brick-and-mortar business, I don't know. But that's
so, like,
fueling me.
So, in essence, the growth you've helped other businesses accomplish, because you are an entrepreneur, yet the growth that you've seen other businesses happen, and that you want to use it into your own field, but you don't know that product yet, or what it might
be? It's not clear to me. I know I want to build something from scratch. Like, I feel like I fell into this business and I've had to make changes along the way, but I can't grow more. Like, I can't duplicate myself.
Yeah.
I can only learn more, but I want to, like, have something that's like plant a seed and make it grow. So.
Fair enough. Now, if let's say someone's listening and they don't really have an Instagram page or a Facebook page or all the other platforms that you know that I probably have no clue on. Yeah, all of a sudden, what kind of advice would you give them, maybe building it out by themselves?
So the first thing I always ask people to Google themselves.
Okay.
And if you put your name and your business or whatever and you don't come up, that's red flag one.
Like, yeah.
We're in the age where people Google, and like, if they're finding out about you, are you going to Google yourself? they may not give you credibility because you don't know. They're Googling you. I'm just going to like forget about him or her and just move on. So I think not going right into just posting whatever, just kind of figuring out where you need to spend your energy. Where's your audience? Because I've seen a lot of people. I just recently talked to someone who was building a business, and it's kind of a fun thing, and they're like, oh, can you help me with that Instagram page? And I'm kind of, it was a friend of a friend, and I was just like, well, don't spend time on that if that's not where you need to grow. Like, you're a B2B business. You need to maybe be on LinkedIn or Facebook or start building your tribe, because like Instagram is very lifestyle and like pretty pictures and stuff. If you don't have like quality pictures, then what's the point? So I think it's, if someone is looking to build themselves online and they're not sure where to start, just kind of figure out first like those three things, four things that are important to you.
So if it's business, probably more LinkedIn. If it's more of shiny objects, I guess, right? Like properties,
Or like whatever. Food and like, you know, lifestyle.
Instagram.
Like,
and then what will be Facebook?
Facebook is really about building relationships. So you have to have that in your core when you're building business. Unless you have tons of money and you just roll out a business and you don't care about it, the longevity. I think for me, Facebook, like, I don't really market on Facebook. It's more so about getting information and spreading the word about things that I'm involved in. So
let's say with this podcast, right? If we're looking to grow this out, as for more downloads, more people hearing it, what would be your suggestion right off the top of your head?
I would probably put it live on video on LinkedIn.
Live video.
Or do like some type of recap, like, hey, I was just with Vinny and you know, and then put a little video, because video is huge, you know, that I don't do a lot of video, and that's my problem, but yeah. I know it's huge. But if you're trying to interview entrepreneurs yeah. and you want to get more people listening, then you should be on LinkedIn.
All right.
I don't know if Facebook users use a lot of podcasts.
Yeah, no. Well,
not in my experience.
After this, we might have to do a little LinkedIn
okay.
video.
Okay.
All right. No, now if someone now, let's say they got the basics now, but now they mm-hmm. want a specific touch, okay, mm-hmm. that they want to have their social media mm-hmm. expand and grow engagement, so on and so forth.
Yeah.
How would they get a hold of you?
You can contact me at all the social, so on any of the platforms, or you can go to collabs, collabs dot allthesocial.com, and
okay.
It'll take you into my little process.
Allthesocial.com.
Yeah, allthesocial.com is my okay. Domain.
Well, Marissa, it was a pleasure getting to hear your story, getting a little insight. For all you listeners out there, hopefully it helped you with your social media presence, at least getting a little insight. Google yourself. Yeah. See what the world, see what other people are actually going to see yeah. about you. Mm-hmm. All you entrepreneurs, please tell your friends, please subscribe. And hey, if you're looking to even grow your social media even more so, give Marissa a call.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you for listening to The Road to Growth, Success of an Entrepreneur. Please like, subscribe, and stay connected. Visit www.vinnysd.com.
Yeah, I created a website.
Hope to see you again next week. Team Vinny SD, signing off.